Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Fake news and more fake news and more fake news. Well, that's what you and I need to be ready for. The next 60 days going to be brutal. They really are. They're just going to be nasty, and you can see what the left is willing to do. They are just flat out willing to lie. Make stuff up. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Coming up at 5:05, Nick Freitas is going to be here. He is the Republican nominee for Congress in the 7th District, running against Abigail Spamberger. And we'll chat with Nick at 5:05. Deontay Johnson is the president of the Black Conservative Federation. I'm happy to say he's joining us. Deontay, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I am doing well, and it is certainly good to hear your voice, and I talk a little bit about what you expect to see over the next 60 or so days until the election.
Well, you know, the next 60 days is the battle. We're now on the battlefield, and we are ready to fight. And so anyone who's listening and you're ready to fight, I'm encouraging everyone to join us in that fight, because this is the fight for America. This is a fight for America. This is truly, I'm actually, we need to fight more now than we did in 2016, because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are just not what the doctor has ordered for the United States. They're just not, you know, the liberal policies, and Kamala was ranked the most liberal senator in 2019. And so we need someone like President Trump to continue and to continue making America great.
I don't know if you had a chance to see the video the other day featured on YouTube, and but it was entitled "Black Conservatism is the New Punk Rock." And it had three, four gentlemen who said, we're voting for President Trump because we've looked at what he's done in the last 4 years, and the folks who are against Trump, they got nothing. We simply ask them for one shred of evidence. If they want to accuse the man of being a racist, give us one shred of evidence, and all the other side does is scream louder, but there's never any evidence.
You know, and that's exactly what we see. You know, they say this president is racist. They say this president is not good for Black America. But let me tell you something. When we talk about what our president's done versus what Joe Biden has done in 47 years and what President Trump has done in 3 years, he runs circles around him. Even, you know, we talk about they're constantly saying Black Lives Matter. They're constantly talking, you know, they want to paint, do paintings on every street in the United States. But that, just saying Black Lives Matter and painting Black Lives Matter does absolutely nothing to show that Black Lives Matter. President Trump doesn't have to go around saying Black Lives Matter every day, because he has shown us that through his policies. We talk about opportunity zones. We talk about how 350,000 people, Black Americans, have been lifted up out of poverty under President Trump. We talk about the historic, what he's done with HBCUs, mm-hmm. Providing funding and providing permanent funding for HBCUs. We talk about the historic criminal justice reform. We talk about what our president has done supporting school choice. We talk about people like Alice Johnson, and we talk about people like John Ponder who have been released. And Alice was just last week, Alice was given a full pardon. We talk about our president who has been fighting for the forgotten communities that has been forgotten under Joe Biden when he was vice president. They have been forgotten when he was United States Senator. But then also, they have been forgotten so much that he actually wanted to lock them up in with the 1994 crime bill. He also, which Kamala told us best, what he did with busing. And then we have Kamala Harris, who has been tough on crime when it comes to black men, arresting, locking up black men. She had supported the death penalty, then she switched when she found that she was getting pushback. And so they have this is the mass incarceration ticket that is horrible for black America. And so they want to talk about what President Trump, why President Trump isn't right for black America. Well, you know, them together have been in far long and been in power and been involved in the political, been elected far longer than President Trump has ever. In 3.5 years, President Trump has outshined both of them.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Deontay. You have, as you pointed out, you have Joe Biden, 47 years in elected office, and President Trump really just shy of 47 months and has been able to do these amazing things. Now, we were talking about Black Lives Matter for a second. Now, it seems that they like to parrot the line and repeat Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, but they're also the strongest abortion ticket that this nation has ever seen. And I have to wonder if the preponderance of these Planned Parenthood abortion facilities are in black neighborhoods, doesn't that mean something?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we talk about Planned Parenthood, and the purpose of Planned Parenthood was for a mass genocide of the black race.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. How they're able to, at this point, figuratively get in bed with Margaret Sanger, who was a racist, a bigot, a eugenicist. I mean, it's awful. I have to ask, I guess it was last week, MSNBC was talking about the Republican convention, and one of their folks described it, and I quote here, as a modern day minstrel show. You have a reaction to that? Thoughts on that?
Well, the Republican convention was probably one of the most diverse conventions we have ever seen in history. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's start off there.
Yes.
However, if there was not a single minority at this convention, the Democratic Party would have used this, and they would be still talking about the lack of diversity.
Right.
And so, however, when the diversity is there, oh, it's a minstrel show. Oh, it's, these are coons, and these are Uncle Toms. And Uncle Tom was trending when Attorney General of Kentucky Daniel Cameron, after he spoke. And so this is where the left is they have to bash. They have to attack us, because as Joe Biden has already said, as the leader of that party, that if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. But he also said that we weren't diverse. And so,
right.
You know, do we expect anything else from the media, from the fake news media, who is pretty much, the fake news media is might as well, have their offices at the campaign headquarters for Joe Biden.
Absolutely. Deontay Johnson is joining us. Deontay is the president of the Black Conservative Federation. Is that one of the more difficult parts of being a black man who is a conservative at this point, these nasty names and the epithets?
You know, it's tough. You know, it is tough for someone who just, for people who are just coming to the party. Mm-hmm. But, the names are actually the easy part. The tough part is when you know that the Democratic Party is not for the black community, and yet black Americans still vote. 90% of black Americans still vote Democratic blindly. And that's what's tough. That's what's hard because, you know, we know what the Democratic Party has always been and what their purposes are. We know what Lyndon B. Johnson said when it came to his welfare, his whole stance on welfare and the purpose of him supporting welfare. We know all of these things. We know what Margaret Sanger said when it came to abortion. And so that's what hurts the most is because it's the ignorance of so many that just does not know the Democrat Party is not for the minority community.
So tell me about the progress that you and other black men and black women who are proudly standing up and saying we're conservatives and more than just talking about your position, you're leading this charge. What sort of success and progress are you making?
You know, I just landed in Chicago, Illinois. And I am here and I'm going to be meeting in the Englewood area with some pastors, some business leaders and some community leaders. And we're going to go and we're going to walk some neighborhoods. And the reason of it being is that we have to go out for the vote. We have to go out and get the black vote is up for grabs. Mm-hmm. And we have to go and grab it. And that is exactly what we're doing. We're going out and grabbing it. I'm going to be in Pennsylvania next weekend. I plan to go to every largely black communities and go out and talk to people, go out and hear what they have to say, and go out and talk and spread the policies that help them, that has built up these communities.
I read an article the other day talking about polling. They said that support for President Trump in this election in the black community could very well be around 19%. Do you think that's a realistic number?
I believe so. I believe so. I can see it 19. I can see it between 19 and 25, actually.
Wow.
I think we're going to experience something that is never seen before in the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. You just have to think about just those, if we look at the majority, those who are voicing their support, publicly voicing their support, that has grown since 2016. There's more black support for President Trump than any other Republican president.
Yes.
And then we have to think about the silent majority. And the silent majority is one thing that we really, that the Democratic Party takes for granted every time.
Well, I would love for folks to learn more about the Black Conservative Federation, Deontay. What's the best way for them to do that?
They can visit us at blackgop.us. We're always accepting donations. We're always looking for people to join the team. Everything that we do is based solely upon donations, and our success is based upon that. And that's how we are able to get into the communities. And so they can visit us at blackgop.us. They can join the movement by clicking the Join the Movement tab. They can become a supporter. They can by clicking the Become a Supporter tab. They can find us on Twitter at @BCFOfficial_. They can find me on Twitter at @BCFPresident. And they can also find us on Facebook by keying in Black Conservative Federation.
I love it. Deontay, thank you for being here, and best of luck as you're knocking on doors this afternoon. Let's make sure those votes are getting out. It's great work. That is Deontay Johnson. He is the president of the Black Conservative Federation. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.